to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In Acts chapter 23, Paul slugs it out with the Sanhedrin. First, he takes a jab at their pride. He addresses the leaders as men and brethren rather than the rulers of the people, their customary title. Paul places himself on their level. There are no hierarchies in the kingdom of God. Second, Paul throws a left hook at legalism. He claims he has a clean conscience, something the law could never produce. Paul's conscience had been cleansed by the work of Jesus. Paul was in a no-win situation, so he manipulates his Jewish adversaries. Judaism was a two-party system, and Paul brings up the major source of contention between the two parties, the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees believed it, the Sadducees didn't. That's why they were sad, you see. Paul's strategy causes the Jews to fight with each other, and Paul remains in Roman custody. Paul had preached to the Jews, but no one had listened. It's good to know as witnesses of Jesus, we're not rewarded on commission. We're evaluated not on how many deals we close, but whether we're faithful to make the calls. Paul receives a divine prophecy to comfort him and some divine providence to protect him. 40 men will fast until he's dead. They must have really hated Paul to give up their matzo balls and lamb chops. Paul's nephew reports the plot, and Paul is smuggled to Caesarea. There he's handed over to Felix, the Roman governor, but Paul remains in the hands of God.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.